looking at characters in the Bible and looking at their purpose. And so last week, Matt started off with the story of Noah, and he looked at the purpose of Noah. And so today we're going to continue that. And today we're going to look at a lesser known character, but that's just as important. And it's the character in the story of Deborah, down in Judges chapter 4 and 5. But before we get into that, let's start with a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for just letting us come here today, just letting us worship you this morning, and just the fact that you brought us all here, God. And God, I know there's a lot of our family that's not here today, God, and I just ask that you be with them, that you bless them, that you just bring them here as soon as you can so we can all be rejoined together, God. God, I just ask that you open our hearts to your word, open our ears to your word, and just help us to take it to heart and let it change our lives. I thank you so much, and it's in your son's name we pray. Amen. So every week through this series, me and Matt will be having a member of the youth come up and give a brief monologue of each story. And so last week, Jeremiah started off with doing Noah. And so this week, Emma Dale's going to come up here, and she's going to tell us about the story of Deborah.
Deborah is from the book of Judges. She was anointed by God to be a judge. She is the only girl judge. She composed songs and poetry to comfort her people, and God gave her strength and wisdom for her decisions. The people were wicked, and God sent the army of Canaan, and they killed people and took over the land for 20 years. God answered her prayers, and she was to call Barak, and he told her he will obey the command only if Deborah comes with them. Deborah said, "I, a woman, lead an army of men." They went into the battle, and God caused a huge storm onto the army of Canaan. And with the help of God, they won the battle. It was a miracle. You can read about Deborah in Judges chapters 4 and 5. That was faster than I thought.
Thanks, Emma. So yeah, like Emma said, Deborah was a judge, and she was the only female judge listed in the book of Judges. And so for those of you that don't know the backstory of the book of Judges, what happened was Moses led Israel, and when Moses died, Joshua took over. And when Joshua died, there was no ruler left. And so what happened was the people followed God. And then as soon as a generation or two passed, they began to fall away from God. They sinned, they fell away from God, and God didn't like that. So he sent a nation to oppress them. He sent a nation to take over them, to make them come back to him. And so it would take a few generations, but eventually the people would cry back out to God to rescue them, and he would raise up a judge. And then that judge would lead, and then when that judge died, the cycle restarted. And so that's what we find in Judges chapter 4, and that's where we spend a lot of our time this morning. So if you'll read with me Judges chapter 4, starting in verse 1, we'll read through verse 5. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Now that Ehud was dead, so the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. Sisera, the commander of his army, was based in Hashareth Hadaim because he had 900 chariots fitted with iron and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. They cried out to the Lord for help. Now Deborah, a prophet, the wife of Lepidoth, was leading Israel at that time. She held court under the palm of Deborah, between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites went to her to have their disputes decided. So the first part of Deborah's story I want to look at was her purpose to settle disputes. See, the people of Israel, they looked up to Deborah to be their leader. They looked up to her to be there for them in hard times, to guide them. And that included settling disputes. And I think the same holds true for us today. The purpose of the church, the purpose of us, is to settle disputes that arise. It is whenever hard times come up, whenever arguments or disagreements show up, because they will, to settle them in a godly way. To settle them in a way full of love, full of grace, and full of mercy. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building each other up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." See, part of Deborah's purpose to settle disputes, part of our purpose is to settle disputes in a way that builds each other up. It is so easy to tear down when disputes come up. It's so easy to get angry, to be mad, to hold grudges. But that's not the purpose here. The purpose that Deborah had, the purpose that we have also, is when disputes arise, take care of them. Take care of them in a godly way to build each other up. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15 say, "Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will ever see the Lord. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grow up because let no bitter root grow up to cause trouble and defile many." We're all human here. We all will have disagreements show up. We'll all have disputes with somebody. We all will not disagree with everyone. But that doesn't mean we can't love them. That doesn't mean we can't settle it in a way of love. And so the first purpose I want to look at with Deborah is this idea to settle disputes. That's what Deborah was doing to lead Israel. So going back to Judges chapter 4, starting back in verse 6, she went for Barak, son of Abinadab, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun, and lead them up to Mount Tabor. I will lead Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River, and give him to your hands." Barak said to her, "If you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go." "Certainly I will go with you," said Deborah, "but because of your course, the course you are taking, the honor will not be yours, for the Lord will deliver Sisera into the hands of a woman." So Deborah went with Barak to Kadesh. There, Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali, and 10,000 men went up under his command. Deborah also went up with him. This part of the story gets really cool, because Deborah was told by God, go tell the commander of the army to take up an army and go fight. And Deborah did that. And what's surprising is the commander of the army's response. He was kind of afraid. He didn't realize who was telling him to go, but Deborah did. And so what I want to look at here is the fact that when God called Deborah, Deborah just didn't say the right words. Deborah just didn't say it and then stop. Deborah followed through with her actions. It would have been so easy and normal for Deborah to say, "Here's what God said, go take the army. I will be here when you get back." It'd be easy for her to say, "I'm a woman. I can't go with you into battle. That's your job." But Deborah didn't let that stop her. Deborah listened to God and obeyed it. And that's the point I want to make. Deborah's purpose, just like ours, is to hear God, say what he says, tells us to say, and then obey it. James chapter 1, verse 22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says." It's so easy sometimes to hear God. It's sometimes easy just to read the Bible, and sometimes he speaks to us. But we can't just stop there. Whenever he speaks to us, we have to remember to be like Deborah and step out in faith sometimes. It's not always going to be easy. Sometimes it will be breaking down social barriers. Sometimes it's going to be putting you out of your comfort zone. I'm sure Deborah wasn't comfortable going to battle. I'm sure Deborah didn't know what was going to happen. But she did know God was in charge. She did know that God told her to and that she would do it because that was enough. And then the last part of Deborah's story is in starting in verse 11 of Judges chapter 4. "Now Heber the Kenite had left the other Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law, and pitched his tent by the great tree in Zanim near Kadesh. When they told Sisera that Barak, son of Abinadab, had gone to Mount Tabor, Sisera summoned from Heshereth Hajaim to the Kishon River all his men and 900 chariots fitted with iron. Then Deborah said to Barak, 'Go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you?' So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. At Barak's advance, the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and army by the sword, and Sisera got down from his chariot and fled on foot." And this is kind of the last part we hear of Deborah. I mean, we have all of chapter 5, which is her song, that recounts how great God is. But this is where her story ends and the battle that God fought continues. And so I want to look here at the fact that Deborah's purpose was to give the hope of God, give the hope of the deliverer to everyone. If you look in verse 14, it says, "Go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you?" Deborah realized who was in control of the world. Deborah realized who was in control of everything. And it was her job to share that when everyone had fears. I'm sure the Israelites were terrified. They only had a few thousand men to go up in his chariots and a whole army. Yet Deborah knew not to be afraid. Deborah knew that God was fighting for them. And it's the same thing we have today. Our purpose is to share the hope of God with the world. We live in a world broken by so many things, whether it's terrorism or violence or addiction or death or hatred or whatever it is. We live in a broken world. No one's going to deny that. But we have something greater. We have something that can conquer that. And that's the hope that Jesus died for us and rose again. We have the hope that God loves us and will redeem us no matter how messed up we are. And it's our job, just like Deborah did here, to tell everyone about it, to proclaim it, to live it out. That's why I want to leave you with Deborah's story, is the fact that when God talked to her, when God told her to go somewhere, everywhere she went, she was proclaiming how great God was. She was proclaiming that God can save you, that God is fighting for you. And that's not an easy message to hear. That isn't always easy when you're in the midst of hurt, when you're in the midst of pain, when you're in the midst of suffering. But it's our job as the church to be the light in the world that proclaims that to everyone. It's not something that we can just keep to ourselves up here by ourselves in the church. We have to proclaim it to everywhere in the world. And so that's what I want to leave with you guys with today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 54, it says, when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that was written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is law. But thanks to God, he gives us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has fought the battle for us. He has won the battle for us, and he's conquered death. So we have nothing left to be afraid of. We have nothing left to worry about because we know God is on our side. We know he will fight for us. Psalm 3, starting in verse 1, sorry. Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory and the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. Lie down and sleep. I wait again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Life is hard, but we have here constant reassurance that God is in control. We have the hope that God will provide for us. So that's where I want to leave you guys with today, is the purpose of Deborah's life to, one, settle disputes, take care of each other. Don't let hatred and envy and jealousy and all those rise up in the church. Take care of them, but take care of them in a godly way. And second, two, when God speaks to you, whether it's through prayer or through reading his word or through someone else, listen. But when you hear something from God, let it change your life. Let it affect you. And finally, to give the hope of Jesus, the hope of the cross, to everyone in the world. Because we live in a world that needs it. And we need to give it to everyone. So, as you go out through this week and just through life, remember this. Remember to be strong like Deborah was. To just share the hope of God with everyone you come in contact with. If there's any need anyone here has, whether it's a concern and they need prayer, or they're hurting and need prayer, or just they want to be baptized today and haven't put Christ on baptism, we'd love to help you in any way we can. And you can come forward now as we stand and sing.